Now, she writes the book Anxiety Warrior. Let's bring you into the conversation, Elka Schultz, on behalf of your expertise as a registered psychotherapist, internationally registered expressive arts consultant, educator, internationally certified EMDR therapist. We've discussed that before. And of course, author, your third edition of Loving Your Life out, but now Anxiety Warrior. Big introduction to you. Good morning, Elka.
Thank you. Good morning.
Quite welcome.
So happy to be here.
Yes, glad that you are here, because obviously a timely topic, as the world has, I imagine, been a bit more anxious in this past year. Would I be correct?
Absolutely. I'm seeing it in my office, and it just seems like we've got this extra sack of potatoes that we're carrying around on our shoulders, and everybody's feeling it. So whatever we were either dealing with or struggling with has just become exasperated with the extra burdens that we're all facing.
Yes, your expertise, again, focusing on anxiety and depression, where in your work, Anxiety Warrior, you do guide and empower us to go from feeling like a victim of our anxiety to an empowered warrior?
Absolutely. And you know, Shelley, it's interesting. Most people think that their anxiety, they think something is wrong with them, and it's not. Anxiety is part of our human spectrum, and it's who we are. It's the level of anxiety that can be upsetting. So
yes,
when it becomes debilitating, it stops us from enjoying our life. It stops us from being present. That's when we really want to look at anxiety. We want to understand it and manage it.
Thank you for that. So before we get into obviously managing, what is your sign and symptom that I may need to reach out for help?
Well, you know, we have known anxiety to be nervousness or maybe feeling of worry, concern. However, sometimes it does manifest into nail biting, increased heart rate, almost heart and chest pain, perhaps nausea, throwing up, IBS, fatigue, exhaustion, all these things, perhaps even hypervigilance. And then, of course, it affects our behavior and our thinking patterns and our emotions.
Is it curable or controllable?
Definitely manageable.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. Not curable. I have generalized anxiety myself. That's what started my journey. And then, of course, as a professional, I started exploring it more because I'm very practical and I want answers. And what I noticed, it comes from many different places. And yes, it is manageable. Once we understand it, we can lower that intensity a lot. And most days, I don't have anxiety. And then, occasionally when it comes on, it's not a lot of fun.
Thank you for that. So here we are with your book, Anxiety Warrior. How do I begin to manage my anxiety?
Well, first is awareness. If I were to give you two words, awareness and practice. Being aware of, your own body, and each body is an individual. So the book is like a smorgasbord of ideas. First, you want to really understand, what is it that you're feeling and where is it coming from? Is it coming from food? I mean, food and things you put in your body can exasperate anxiety. Is it coming from lack of sleep, or is it really that you've got so many things on your plate that you're feeling overwhelmed? So it's like really going through these 11 layers and understanding, maybe I can tweak this, or maybe I can, drink more water. The brain, if it's into dehydration, it will send signals of anxiety to the body.
Just forced me to drink my water in between our conversation. Thank you for that reminder. What else? Where does exercise play its role?
Well, exercise is, again, probably you've heard this before, is those lovely endorphins that we get when we exercise, and it releases so much of these chemicals in our body, like adrenaline, cortisol, all these things that anxiety and the brain kind of do together all on their own. And exercise just brings and processes that, and we call it the feel-good hormones. So, you know, and then the other thing with exercise, it isn't just exercise, but, you know, try to get outdoors, because we really need that oxygen and nature.
What about art?
Arts. Yeah, art is a great way to process. And can I expand on that?
Yes.
A creative process. So, you know, if you want to play music, or perhaps gardening is your art, or perhaps cooking and being a chef, or however you want to be creative and express yourself, yes, absolutely. What it does is it actually gives the brain a break. I call it a brain vacation. In science, we call it liminal space. And what happens is it gives the brain a chance to rest and rearrange the neural pathways. And what after an art process, we usually feel better, or we have new ideas or a new perspective on how to approach whatever issue we had at hand. That's kind of a simple way of putting it, but yeah.
Yep. Lastly, speaking with author, psychotherapist Elka Schultz with us, Anxiety Warrior. I trust, follow your example. Use the strategies and exercises that you do provide.
I beg your pardon, do I use them?
Well, have us use them. I imagine you, it sounds like you practice what you preach, but yes, is that your intent with Anxiety Warrior, to give us these strategies and exercises to get started?
Absolutely, Shelley. That's how I actually started the book, because what I was noticing, I was repeating myself a lot here in my office with clients. And then the other thing that we don't have enough mental health care workers, and that's just typical. And so the idea of the book came out because I thought, you know, we make it easy to read, make these strategies accessible, and they're strategies that have already been successful in my practice, and people have said, oh, wow, that really works, that's really helpful. And then, so then putting out this smorgasbord, and you get to kind of pick and choose. And the other part of the book and the strategy was to make it accessible price-wise, too. So I always say it costs less than a pizza. And, you know, we can usually afford a pizza. And people get, there's good feedback from those strategies. Absolutely.
Nice. Anxiety Warrior, out where all fine books are sold. And I trust Amazon's a good website.
Probably the best. If you look it up, Anxiety Warrior, and then under my name, it'll come up as an ebook and an audiobook, as well as a print book. So you get lots of choice there.
Great. Elka, spelled E-L-K-E, Schultz, thank you very much for your time, your work, Anxiety Warrior. Thank you.